Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. They had a bizarre incident this week. Did anybody hear about this? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
In Charlotte, no.
Yeah, the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Well, the incident, 300 birds mysteriously crashed into the building.
What?
Yeah, video shows the birds slamming into the building's large glass window for over an hour.
No way.
Yes.
Did they all die?
100 of the birds died, 100 were severely injured, and 100 were stunned by the impact. Apparently, these birds don't know how to turn left. Anybody?
Anybody? What is going on, though?
They think Windex commercial?
It's weird. They're saying that maybe all the bright lights inside could mess up. These birds are like migrating right now. They think that might be it. So
it's a Windex commercial.
It might be.
Thought about
like,
what
hey,
Jeff said.
Could be. Watch out. This is kind of creepy slash cool. Like, where's Will Smith with iRobot? A tech company will pay $130,000 to put someone's face on a line of robots. Interested? Anybody?
I'd be
down with a Joe robot.
Yeah, Liv kind of already looks like a robot. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. I think that might be a compliment.
The privately funded firm has opted to remain anonymous due to the project's secretive nature. Ideal applicants will possess a kind and friendly face. I guess I'm out for the prototype. The lucky winner will will have their likeness reproduced on thousands of virtual friends, aka robots. That'd be cool if your face is on the one that takes over the world.
I always think they're always going to turn evil. There's always a glitch.
Well, that's why I'm nice to robots. I don't yell at them. Like, I ask Alexa, like, yes and no and please and thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Porkchop and I had a coworker who was so weird with Alexa. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
he
yeah.
would, like, dirty
who?
Talk and, like, abuse her and call her a bee. And
who?
I was like...
I actually called Alexa a bee this morning. She didn't tell me what time it was. I asked her, what time is it? And she didn't hear me.
Oh, I think it's so weird when men especially are like, oh, you dumb bee. I was like, that is very indicative of your behavior at home, and it's scary.
Because of what you call Alexa.
If you're
Alexa.
Abusing Alexa, yes.
Okay, that's an overreaction there. That's a stretch.
Oh, man.
Not really.
I've heard how you treat your mom is how you're going to treat your woman. Alexa.
You've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I go on a date with a guy.
This is awkward because I'm like, who do you know in your past that talk really bad to Alexa?
No, I mean, but if I go on a date with a guy, Liv can back me up, and then he's like, oh, you know, up and dumb bee, Alexa. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like anger issues, please.
Well, it depends. Is he trying to be funny? If he's trying to be funny.
No, if he like secretly rages out on the side.
Alexa, son of a, I hate you. I'm going to unplug your cord.
Right? I'm like, uncheck, please.
Wait till we get home. I'm taking out your batteries. Oh no, what a violent man. Run!
Right?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, totally. Hey, good news if you like carbs. Today's National Pasta Day. Also, Major League Baseball sports stuff. The Astros and Yankees were postponed yesterday due to some rain. Game 4, they're going to try to get that in tonight again in New York City. The Astros still lead that series 2-1.
Woo!
And final thing here, a toddler cannot believe his mom didn't kiss him goodbye. This video is going viral.
So cute.
She didn't give you a kiss?
And he had a rope.
And she just went to work?
Yeah.
What kind of mama does that?
Every day.
You don't know? Me neither.
Hi, another mama. Hi, baby, nana, dada, me, and Ro, and me, and you.
You wanted to give her a kiss?
And then you
And she just went to work?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Come on, Mom.
That's so cute.
What is that? That is Joe's Need to Know News. We'll put it up online for you to check on out. You can see that video at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day. It's coming up next. And the category, well, it's a Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. Get ready to make your vote count after Ariana Grande. Thank you next.